God's grace, we're at this point where we may break ground tonight. We have a little broken ground already, but in a formal way. And we're humbled by this. We're humbled by the fact that we project to erect a building that's 90% as large as the present building, and that will adequately staff and house our needs for many years to come. And the text that I've chosen tonight from Exodus 35 refers, of course, to the building of the tabernacle, the sacred tent, where the Lord promised to dwell with Israel in grace, in holiness, and in worship. The tabernacle was a construction project requiring the skills of all kinds of workers in metal, in wood, in textiles. It was a beautiful and useful place for the priests to work. But the tabernacle served a far greater purpose than pleasing the eye. It served the purpose of God's dwelling place. God's purpose in redeeming a people out of Egypt was that He would dwell with them, and they would know that He is the Lord. And so this is a type of His great purpose in redeeming His church out of Satan's dominion by the blood of Jesus Christ, that they would know Him and He would dwell with them. And so in union with Christ, today the church is, as it were, our tabernacle. Not a building, but a living temple built with living stones. People from all over the world. This is the church. And this is the purpose of the seminary as well. We don't believe today in holy buildings, but we gratefully use buildings to build up the holy church of Jesus Christ, that consists of all the redeemed of all ages, elect of God. And so the scriptures teach us three truths about how God builds His dwelling place. And all three of these are tremendous encouragement as we break ground for the addition on our seminary building. And I can summarize all three of them in one word. Words that we use for the very model and the very purpose of this seminary: head, heart, and hands. Our text begins by looking at the heart. The heart, and I can summarize it this way: God's redeemed people are giving willingly to God's work. Our text begins, "The children of Israel brought a willing offering unto the Lord, every man and woman whose heart was made willing." So God had made known the materials that would be needed in the tabernacle. He gave strict instructions: silver, gold, copper alloy, beautiful textiles, various kinds of leather and wood. And it wouldn't be cheap. Actually, 2,000 pounds of gold were needed and 7,500 pounds of silver. But not only did the people give it, they gave it with a willing heart. They wanted to give it. And where did the people get all this gold and silver? After all, they were slaves in Egypt. Well, slaves don't own wells, but when God redeemed them out of Egypt, out of slavery, He caused the Egyptians to give them silver and gold. And so redemption made them rich, and they were eager to give for the glory of their Redeemer. And you, of course, you're drawing the parallel with me, I hope. So true Christians today are eager to give of what God gives them for the generosity of the cause of the work of the Lord. So that's our first encouragement as we break ground in our construction. God's redeemed people give willingly. When they get saved by grace, they give of their resources to build up the church of grace. Also, the seminary that is the backbone of the church. And so it's amazing to us that this project is estimated to cost us $3.1 million. And God's people have given $2.5 million already. So we're grateful for that generosity. And we understand that the only reason why that generosity is there is because people grasp the mission to send men out around the world in our great dream and vision that every city and village in this world would have at least one reformed experiential preacher to bring the unsearchable riches of Jesus Christ. And I'm sure even sitting here right now, we've got a very generous people. And so I want to thank you, every one of you, who has given of your support, of your gifts already to this project, as well as for your prayers. Your prayerful generosity reflects the redemption of Christ as he gives his people a willing and a giving heart. But this seminary is not only about hearts, it's also about heads. God's word gives a blueprint for God's work. Our text goes on to say in verse 29 that Israel gave willingly for all manner of work which the Lord had commanded to be made by the hand of Moses. If you've ever read through the book of Exodus, you'll notice that again and again and again, God says, you've got to make this building exactly as I have commanded you. Well, God didn't do that with this seminary building. God doesn't come today and tell his people exactly how to build any building. But the seminary aims to be sola scriptura, scripture alone, in all of its teaching. And that's how God builds his church today. And so this school is committed to the mind, to the head, to inform the head that preachers may go out with informed minds and speak from the heart what the Word of God says. And so our seminary is committed to this precise description that God gives us of his will and his word in what we call the Holy Bible. And so it's God's desire through this seminary to send men out trained in what we think is the most biblical tradition, the Puritan Reformed tradition, around the globe to inform people's minds about the Word of God and to call them to obey it and to teach it in the church. And we expect, therefore, the good hand of God to be upon us and to bless us in this teaching, as he did with Ezra in chapter 7 of the book of Ezra. Now, this is not to congratulate anyone or to be credited to anyone. Our very best works are riddled with sin. But God glorifies those ministries that seek to build up his church around the world with the Word of God. And wherever God's people are saved by grace to build God's church God's way, they can rely on God's power and God's generosity to support that work. So that's our encouragement, not only in the heart, but also in the head. God's word gives us the blueprint for our work and for our building. But finally, God gives hands. His Spirit gives practical skills to accomplish God's work. The last four verses of our text teach us that God not only gave the motivation, the heart, the willingness to give, not only gave the head, the mind, the blueprint for the tabernacle, but he also gave a man, Bezaleel, to oversee its construction. And he says in verse 31, and he hath filled Bezaleel with the Spirit of God in wisdom, in understanding, in knowledge, in all manner of workmanship. Now, this man was gifted by the Holy Spirit, not to be a preacher, but the Holy Spirit filled him with skill to work with his hands as a builder and as a craftsman. You see, if we confine the work of the Holy Spirit just to preachers or teaching the Bible, we dishonor him. We forget that the Holy Spirit brooded over the face of the created world, and he gives all kinds of gifts to men, all kinds of wisdom and skill and ability comes from this Spirit. From the bulldozing that's going on now to the overseeing of the project as this land gets torn up and the building is erected, you men in this front row need this Holy Spirit and this skill. And it's a great encouragement to us to know, as the worker's hands steer the excavator or guides the saw, the Lord's hand is directing you. And so you contractors and construction workers, we want you to know that every day we're going to be in there praying for you guys, praying that the project will go well, that you'll be kept from injury, that you'll have a good spirit together, work well together, and that God will give you all the gifts you need to give you safety and skill So this project will be a blessing to you as well as to us. So God is good. God gives the heart, gives the head, He gives the hands to do the work. And working in community, we may build this building by God's grace together. And so let's pray that our head, heart, hands ministry that we attempt to carry on in the lives of the students will be imaged and reflected in the very building of this building. And that many, on the very ground we're standing right now, many students will be trained and will go out from nation to nation and preach the unsearchable riches of Jesus Christ. And so it's our prayer that our on-site manager, what do you call it, manager? Foreman? Ryan Baluch, that God will bless you. And the project manager, off-site, Tim Jones, God will bless you. And that you'll be backed up, I'm sure, by John DeBlay over there. And Jeff Hunt, you've already done a lion's share of the work as an architect. We pray that God will continue to bless you as you connect with the project every step of the way. And also our chief operations officer, Ian House, Hank Klein, has done a lot of work in connecting everything together, bringing all the dots together. So we pray for all of you that as we continue on, that you'll work as one team and that you'll put together a head, heart, hand ministry and model it for us, and that we will also do our part in praying and giving to the work that it may be seen through to the end. Let's pray together. Gracious God, we thank Thee so much for this special evening and this opportunity, and we beg of Thee to bless this project as this building goes up, that it may be owned of Thee, that Thy benediction may rest upon it every bit as fully as the first construction, that we would not take it for granted, Lord, not take for granted the heartfelt generosity of Thy people, nor the head wisdom given from Thy word on how to train men, nor the hand ministry in the actual construction of the building. We pray, Lord, that head, heart, and hands may fill each one of the workers as they work, especially the foremen and the supervisors and managers. Prosper their way, O God, and let all things redound to Thy honor and glory. And please do keep every worker from any form of a serious accident. Help them to go forward, to receive wisdom, to know what to do and how much to do and when to do it, to work diligently the work of the Lord, and that one day they may get great satisfaction out of seeing this completed building and seeing it in operation, receiving students from around the globe to go forth and preach Jesus Christ and Him crucified. So bless this project. Let the monies also come in. Let the stream of prayers continue. And let Thy name be exalted, O God, and Thy kingdom come. And do bless us now as we break ground and be with this little program this evening, as well as the time of refreshments that follow. We ask all this out of free and sovereign grace in Jesus' name. Amen.